This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is the importance of your REI team. Hey, but before I get started here, just touching base with you guys. Hope you guys are all doing well. Crazy weather around the country, I know. It's been pretty calm here in Southern California. But nonetheless, hey, people are still buying and selling homes, buying rental properties, investing in syndications, and doing all the cool stuff that you can do in REI and getting great returns. So, hey, I hope you're doing the same. Well, I'm going to just jump right into our topic here. As you know, we have been doing a series here, which is something we haven't done before, called the 10 Steps to Real Estate Investing Success. And so far, we have had 5 episodes. First one was on real estate investing. Is it for you? Just deciding whether or not this is something you should even get started with. The second one went into the types of real estate investing. And there's a whole lot of different ways to invest in real estate, not just rental properties like people think. Then went into building a winning REI strategy. We talked about setting up a strategic way to approach your real estate investing. Then next one, number 4, knowing your numbers, just all of the calculations and things that you need to know in assessing properties or investments. And then the last one was the business of real estate investing, why you need to consider real estate investing as a business and how to treat it like one. So today's is talking about the team aspect of real estate investing, which is really important here. And if you missed any of those previous episodes, I hope you will check them out. If you're really looking at going in full bore to real estate investing, or maybe you are, but you want to kind of assess maybe why you're having some of the challenges that you are, these episodes can help you out. So as we're talking about a real estate investing team, first off, you have to know that real estate investing is not a solo sport. To be successful, it takes a unified, talented, and committed team effort. There are a lot of people that you need to plug into to help, be successful in this area. I'm going to be talking about, putting together a strong and effective team, and who are those key members that should make up your real estate investing team. To be successful, real estate investors need to have a competent team that will help you out, okay? A team is critical to your success. Surrounding yourself with the right people can make all the difference to your success. Success in real estate comes from a team effort. It's all about relationships, relationships, relationships. And I know I've said that for folks that have been listening to the show for a long time. Everybody says real estate's about location, location, location. Well, I'm finding it's more about relationships than location. Location's important, definitely. But relationships is key. Now, if you're an out-of-state real estate investor, you may have multiple teams that you're going to get involved with. A team that you deal with that may be local. Maybe it could be your accountant, your local attorney in the state that you're in. But then you need teams in each state you invest in as well. And that's real important. An effective team of experts is not cheap, though, and this is not a place where you want to, you know, count your pennies. You want the best people representing you in these areas of your team and working for you. The right team members, will cost something, definitely. I mean, if you're dealing with attorneys, it's not cheap. And a good one is definitely not cheap. So you want to try to make sure you've got, you know, the right people in place, and not just, you know, hey, this guy is cheap or inexpensive and I'm going to go with that person. You're going to pay in the long run is a problem. So you need to really look at getting that good team so you can ultimately save thousands and thousands of dollars by having the expertise on your side. You can waste all kinds of valuable time trying to do things yourself. That's one of the things that I did early on that I thought would really help me, but it ended up really hurting me more than helping me. I think you're better off bringing in people that can help you, and you build that into your business plan and your business budget. It makes a lot more sense than trying to do it yourself. I mean, yeah, we all go in there and we listen to the podcasts and we watch the YouTube videos and, oh, I can do this. This is easy. But when it comes to some of the critical components involved with this, especially, you know, the legal aspects and some of those things, you want to make sure you've got experts that know a heck of a lot more than you do. You could try to be a do-it-yourselfer, and you can miss a fair amount of details. And an experienced expert would see in a minute things like critical clauses you're missing in contracts or obvious defects in construction. These are things that can run in the hundreds or the thousands of dollars in cost to you up front if you don't watch that very carefully and make sure you get the expert counsel. Now, I'm going to share some of the key people and professionals you'll need to work with or at least have online. Doesn't mean you have to pay these people all the time. You pay them when you use them, and in most cases, but they are important to know. But before I go into that, thought I would zero in on one key team member here up front, and that is a partner. Now, you may not have a partner, you may not be interested in having a partner, but I just want you to hear me out on this, because this can be a really critical element of your success, and probably the most valuable member of your team would be a partner or partners that are working side by side with you. Now, I thought I should address this because, you know, first off, there are multiple skills required to be successful in real estate investing. And we may not have all of those skills. Sometimes, yeah, maybe you can get by and you can handle some aspects, but you may not be that good at it. And that can drag you down, and it can also hurt your efforts to grow your portfolio or whatever aspect of real estate you're involved in. For example, you know, on the fourth episode we talked about know your numbers. And numbers, detailed analyses, and underwriting are all critical to your real estate investing success. Especially if you're buying, rental properties or commercial properties, you need to know your numbers. Are you a numbers person? Do you enjoy doing a detailed analysis on spreadsheets and generating numbers that will help you determine if you have a good deal or not? Well, if not, well, and that's not your gifting, there's nothing wrong with that, but maybe you might want to consider either having a strong team member who can do that, someone that works with you, or it could be your partner who is extremely good with numbers. Maybe they're an accountant, or maybe they're an attorney or whatever, or an experienced investor who numbers just come easy to. Or you may be some person more comfortable doing presentations before groups of people, networking at events, maybe selling your project to a banker or potential investors. And, you know, maybe numbers isn't your thing, but you're good as that sort of out front person. You may be saying, yeah, I can do that, but I can't do that or what have you. Well, that's sometimes where a partner comes in. And that's something you should consider. I mean, you think about some of the amazing business partnerships out there that just were perfect. Two people that fit together and contributed significantly to the growth of their companies. People like Henry Wells and William G. Fargo. Okay, Wells Fargo, right? William Proctor and James Gamble. Orville and Wilbur Wright, Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard, otherwise known as HP, right? Then you've got your Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak and Bill Gates and Paul Allen, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield. Who are they? Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You know, I mean, so you have all these people that came together and had certain skills. You know, you look at Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, for example, and Steve was the visionary. He was the guy who had the vision for Apple and all the things that came with that. But Wozniak was the guy that could put it together. Not only could he put the computers together, but he also knew how to put the organization together that grew into this massive company that it is today. So, you know, you get the right combination of people in working together, and you can do amazing things. The right real estate partnership, you know, and sometimes it doesn't have to be as complicated as building a huge, massive organization like these partners I was reading about. But it could just be a real estate partner where, for example, hey, this guy could be the money guy. I'll be the worker bee. I'll do all the groundwork, find the deals, or maybe it's the other way around. You're the money guy, and you really don't want to, have to get down there and go visit properties and do inspections and things like that. But you definitely believe in real estate, and you'll invest in it. So sometimes it's as simple as that. A business partner can just be an invaluable member of your team, and partnerships are either destined for success or doomed for failure right from the start, but it's well worth considering. And here are some of the good qualities you might want to consider if you're looking at partnering with someone. Healthy debate. It should be somebody that you can bounce ideas off of back and forth and get feedback from, that has the knowledge and the depth to be able to contribute well in those discussions. Somebody that's open-minded, that can, you can spend valuable time continually. You don't have to always continually convince them of your goals. Commitment. It should be somebody committed to you and your goals as well as to each other. And that's really key, that you both are on the same track. Similar values, really important. You and your partner should share the same values. And accountability. You and your partner should push each other to achieve objectives and have mutual accountability, that you can hold each other accountable on every aspect of any deal or any business decision you make. So outside of a potential partner, there are other team members, and I definitely want to dig into those real quick here. So these are some of the top team. This isn't all-inclusive, but these are some of the key people that I would recommend you have on your team. First one is a mentor, somebody who is a successful real estate person that that can help you along, a guide, somebody by being closely, that can closely train you under a watchful eye if you're new, or someone who has the depth of experience that you do that you can combine for great decisions. A second person is a good mortgage broker or banker. Now, a mortgage broker is somebody who can look at a lot of different loan products out there and bring you sort of the best in that process. Now, the banker, though, he can make the decisions. And so you have to kind of weigh out what the advantages are of each. And in either case, it's important that they understand what you want. Maybe it's fast closings or lower interest or corporate loans, etc. You want someone who has the experience of working with other investors and who wants to see you succeed. They need to be creative and smart. Real key player for anybody who's serious about investing and buying a lot of properties. An accountant and or bookkeeper, I think it's a good idea to have both if you can, so that you don't have to sit down and spend all this time plugging in numbers to QuickBooks and what have you. Preferably, I would say your accountant should be a CPA, This is your numbers guy or gal, and they should be well aware of the ins and outs of real estate and all the pertinent laws for your regions or wherever you are investing. Preferably someone who is an investor like you. I think that's best. My CPA that I've had since I started real estate investing is a real estate investor and understands all of the taxes pertinent to that. Come tax time, this person will help you through the write-offs, and keeping good records and proper books for real estate investments is getting more and more complicated with all the new tax law changes. And there are a lot of them, and the new administration has even more coming. So it's important that you have a CPA that is really plugged into that. Find someone who understands the law and understands what you want. A good real estate attorney is really critical. You can have one in your area that you live in. If you invest in your area, your state, then that's fine. But if you go into other states, you will need an attorney in each area that you invest in. They will know the local laws, and they can help you every step of the way there. So that's very important, and they're critical. I mean, they should know real estate as well. It shouldn't be just a general purpose attorney. It should be a real estate attorney who knows contracts, asset protection, eviction laws, business law, and all the legalities associated with everything you do. Another is a good real estate agent or broker. These are people that help you find your properties if you are investing in properties. They will have experience in the areas you invest in, the regional areas that you're investing in. They'll have access to off-market deals, MLS, multiple listing service, and other insider property info that can be of help. If he or she is a seller's agent, he or she can still ethically bring the best deals to you once you've identified a serious buyer. An appraiser is another good person. Now, they don't always have to do an appraisal associated with the property buy or sell. Sometimes you want to know what your property is worth to strategically plan any kind of renovations you might want to do as well. A good appraiser can give you an accurate valuation of a property, but they can also suggest ways in which you can most effectively raise the value of a property. Find someone that you can talk to. Now, some of them won't talk to you because they're always weary of real estate investors who are trying to get them to appraise a property higher than they want or lower than they want. Either way, inspectors, kind of along that same line, some states make it too easy to become an inspector with little experience. You really might want to try to find somebody that maybe was a former contractor or, better yet, an engineer who can find the problems and give you some ideas on the cost of repairs for those items. Insurance agent, critical. Getting a good insurance agent is for me, you know, I had everything from single family to apartment buildings. You want to get somebody that understands and can find ways to save money, but make sure you're well covered. Insure all your properties with one agent. That's what I recommend. And you're likely to have discounts as well as better service. It's always better to have an insurance rep that is looking out for you when things hit the fan. Believe me, you will need them. Escrow officer or title rep. Now, sometimes this may change depending on the transaction. They may have their escrow company or title rep. You know, it kind of goes back and forth. But ideally, I would get a title person who is an attorney, find someone that's efficient and can explain things clearly to both sides. If he or she is confused by a slightly creative contract, they should be educated easily or be replaced. Having a good one on the team helps to close deals that much quicker. You always want people looking out for your interests. And then sort of the final major team member is the property manager. I cannot emphasize this enough. It's hard to find good property management companies when you're dealing with smaller properties. Larger properties, you can get some excellent expertise. There can also be some bad ones on the larger properties too. I'm talking about 100 unit plus type apartments, but you have to make sure you hire the right person. Good property managers can tell you what you should get for rent in a given area before you buy. If you are an out-of-state investor, this person can make or break your business. Take it firsthand. I have had some tough experiences with property managers, and you really want to be careful there. Other team members that you should consider that also can be very valuable for you: a contractor. This is fantastic for, you know, maybe doing major rehabs or bigger jobs. If you just want somebody that can kind of help with your broken toilet or a replacing a door or a window, find a good handyman, someone that you can count on who can pop in there and take care of those things on a daily basis. Now, granted, if you have a property management team, they should be able to supply that. But I've found that that has been a challenge for some property management teams, and did better getting my own people in there. Cleaning person or crew, real important, especially if you want a fast turnaround. When somebody leaves, you want to get that person out, get the place cleaned, rehabbed, painted, whatever, new carpets or what have you, and should do it in quick time. And then the final one is supportive family and friends. I think that's important. Having the support and backing of loved ones is important in any endeavor. But in real estate, it's real important that your spouse especially is on board in an agreement, because it can be stressful and it can sometimes be time consuming. And you want to make sure that that they're understanding. And hey, if they can work with you to handle some aspect of it, that's even better still. And I'm just going to add, that's kind of the end of my list of key folks. But I do want to say, for those that are out there saying, hey, you know, I'm not a rental guy. I'm an investor in, you know, passive things only. And maybe you're putting all your funds in syndications, for example. And you're thinking, I'm not really concerned about having a team necessarily. It's just finding a good investment. But part of finding a good investment is having a team of people out there that you can count on and you can trust to refer you to good deals, good syndications, and good syndicators, sponsors. And you want to make sure that you are making the best decision, because you're investing a fair amount of money in any kind of syndication. And it's important that you can find the right people. And where do you find these people? You know, sometimes you start, if you don't have any contacts, you maybe start with bigger pockets and start meeting with local people who are also passive investors that you can talk with. But, you know, the best referrals usually come from maybe your CPA or an attorney as part of another team member that you would need. And you should have an attorney and a CPA if you're investing in syndications. Maybe a realtor or broker, you know. Another way to meet those people is go to investment clubs. There's tons of them out there. Some of them are real estate focused, some are not. But you will find people who are actively invested and maybe investing, and they may have done this for years. And they have some people that they've been working with on a regular basis, investing in their syndications and getting great returns. Those are the kind of, you know, referrals you want to get. So you do need a team members, even if you're a passive investor. I think it's really important. Just in conclusion, if you're serious about successfully investing in real estate, you know, start building that team right away. And if you're starting from scratch, hey, start meeting with people and scheduling appointments and coffees and whatever it is to start interviewing people that would be potential members of your team. Investing in real estate is a whole lot less stressful and more profitable when you have a good investment team, people that you can count on. If you're carrying that whole weight and burden yourself, it's a lot, and it's also too much to expect. I cannot know all of the real estate laws and nuances associated with these changing laws. There's just no way I can keep up with all of that stuff and do everything else that I'm doing. It's smart to bring in experts and people that can take that burden off of you, so you can focus on the areas where your strengths are the most. Assembling a winning powerhouse team will not happen overnight, but once together, they will give you the backing, support, and help you'll need to make your real estate investing success come true. Okay. Well, anyway, that is it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, and there will be some links in here. I'm putting a bunch of links to related topics in some of these areas as well. We've had some good shows on teams and some articles and so forth. So that'll be in there as well. That can be found at the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled The Importance of Your REI Team. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.